بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that a man comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he requests advice from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, awsini, give me some advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him and mentioned لا تغضب, to not become angry. So the Sahabi asked for more advice. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the same answer. He said لا تغضب, to not become angry. This happened for a few times, and the same advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave repeatedly, لا تغضب, do not become angry. We find this malady most of us are guilty of. We always faced with this problem. We give vent to our feelings, we become angry. When a person becomes angry, he does not know what he's saying. He blurts out things. Many times when the husband is angry with his wife and he does not control his anger, then the words talaq also come out. And we know what is the result of talaq. Then we tell the mufti, no, I was in a state of anger and no talaq should fall. But that is incorrect. When a person is angry and he mentions to his wife that I have divorced you, then talaq falls. So in a few seconds, his whole nikah breaks and we know his whole family can be ruined. Therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advises us not to become angry. In one hadith, it is mentioned that a strong person, لَيْسَ الشَّرِيدُ بِسُرَعَةِ, a strong person is not that person who can pin his opponent to the ground and to show his physical strength. But a person who is regarded strong in the Shariat and in the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that person who at the time of anger, he controls his anger. He does not give vent to his anger. He controls himself. He restrains himself. It is mentioned in the hadith that that person who will restrain his anger, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will hold back from him Allah's azab. And also, this person will be given a choice of hura'een. From all the hura'een, Allah will tell him, you choose which one you want. It is mentioned that anger spoils a person's iman, destroys a person's iman, just like honey is destroyed by the aloe plant. The aloe tree, the aloe plant is very, very bitter. And it spoils honey, the benefits of honey, the sweetness of honey is completely, it disappears through this aloe plant. Like that, a person's iman is destroyed, it is spoiled, the sweetness of iman disappears when a person becomes angry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned anger, and then he explained that you get one person who becomes angry very, very quickly, and he takes very long to forgive also. It takes him a few seconds, and he becomes very, very angry. And also he takes very, very long to forgive. Sari'ul ghadab and bati'ul fay. This person is classified in the hadith as shirarukum, the worst person, the worst amongst you. That he gets angry very quickly, and he doesn't forgive quickly, but he forgives very, very late. And the other person is regarded as khiyarukum, the best of you, who does not become angry very, very easily. He takes very long to become angry, and at the same time he forgives very easily, very quickly. So he is regarded as a good person. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, or some other great person, was making wudu, and he had his slave girl standing next to him. She was pouring the water from a very heavy earthen jug. So as she was pouring the water, it slipped from her hands, fell onto his head, and obviously he was hurt. So immediately he frowned, he was about to become angry, and she reminded him of the ayat of the Quran where Allah mentions about Jannat and how vast Jannat is, and who Jannat is prepared for. Among those people is a person, or those people, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ وَالْغَيْزِ, those who restrain the anger. So immediately he did not become angry, but she was very intelligent. And she further on, she recited the ayat, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. So he did not become angry, but then she reminded him, and also they forgive people. So he did not become angry, and then he forgave her. He said, okay, I forgive you. But she was very intelligent. She read further on, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who are kind. So he says, okay, I free you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she dropped the jug, but this led to her freedom, because Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi did not give vent to his anger. It is mentioned in the hadith, when a person becomes angry, so actually anger is a flame on the heart of man. It is a burning coal. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describes a person who becomes angry. He said, don't you see when a person is angry, then his jugular vein sticks out, it protrudes, and his eyes become red. Therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, when a person becomes angry, he should lie down, rub himself to the ground, remind himself that I have been created from mitti, from turab, and I should be humble. And some ahadith also mention that anger is from shaitan. Shaitan has been created from fire, and fire is extinguished by water. Therefore, when you become angry, then make wudu and cool yourself down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to control ourselves, and especially anger. It is something mentioned in the hadith that no person has swallowed anything better in the eyes of Allah than anger. May Allah give us tawfiq. In the month of Ramadan is almost finished now. We have been practicing after the month of Ramadan also, continue restraining ourselves and holding and controlling our nafs, especially anger.